Portage Health Foundation is proud to introduce you to Do Good volunteer Ben Siovala from the Copper Harbor Trails Club. More people than ever are using our trail system because of his vision. Ben has done an excellent job at keeping things organized and professional at each and every step. Copper Harbor Trails Club is a leader in this initiative in Michigan, and it would not have been possible without his passionate efforts to keep our trail users safe. If you know an incredible volunteer like Ben, go to dogoodcc.org and nominate them to be recognized as the next Do Good in the Copper Country Volunteer of the Month.
Welcome once again to Copper Country Today. Good Sunday morning. I'm Todd Van Dyke. Our program is brought to you by the Portage Health Foundation, and you can learn more about them at phfgive.org. It's hard to believe we're in mid-September, but the process for voting in the November election is actually technically already underway. And so I thought, because there have been so many changes on this in recent years, that I would bring in Jennifer Kelly, the Houghton County Clerk, and make sure that we're all aware of just what our voting options are and how the process currently works, because it's not what it used to be. So, Jennifer, welcome to the program, and thank you for checking in with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
The ballots are not out yet, my understanding is, but you can, at this point already, make your request for an absentee ballot, can you not?
That is correct.
How do you do that?
So you can go online to Michigan.gov and get a ballot, absentee ballot application that way. You can go to your city or your township clerk, or you can come here to the courthouse, and I'd be happy to give the application.
Now, who is eligible to vote absentee? Because there used to be restrictions. There aren't anymore?
Correct. There are no restrictions. Back in, I believe it was 2018, proposal, I think it was 3, we all passed that as Michigan voters statewide, where people do not have to have a reason to vote absentee any longer.
And, of course, that came into play in the 2020 presidential election. What kind of increase did you see? How many people took advantage of the opportunity?
We see a lot more absentees now, a lot more people going on the permanent absentee list. And all that means is that the voter would go on a list and the clerk for whatever election, if it's a single election or where an application would show 2 elections, gives that voter the right to vote by absentee, but they still have to fill out another application then.
Now, that might change, I believe, if there's a proposal on the ballot coming up in November that might modify that one. So, and we'll talk about that proposal a little bit later on in the program. But at this point, anybody can make their application. How does that affect your office? And we should probably clarify how the election process works. You and your staff, very small staff at this point, at the Houghton County building, you oversee the local elections, but it's the local clerks that actually do the physical running of them, correct?
Correct. So what will happen is, of course, I'm the administrator for Houghton County, and then if there's a CCISD election, I oversee that for the Tri-County. But for just a Houghton County election, if voters come to me, of course, we assist and tell them, give them what they need, send them to the appropriate city township clerk. The city and township clerks are the ones that have the ballots. I have no ballots here at the county.
And on election day, it is the city clerks, the township clerks, who are running things at their sites, and their results then feed back to you, right?
That is correct.
So there's kind of a split hierarchy here. Back to the question I had before, the absentee ballots. How does that change how you count ballots? This used to be a very cut and dried process, and it's starting to drag out a little bit, I think.
So it really hasn't changed all too much, because absentee ballots have existed for so long. People think there's been a huge change. Is there a change in numbers? Of course, we have a lot more. But that is why we now have 5 AV counting boards in Houghton County. Our surrounding counties do not have AV counting boards yet, but our county is a little bit larger.
So you have more to handle, obviously. And, of course, Houghton County has a few more resources than the smaller counties around as well. ballots still cannot be counted, though, until after the polls close, or can they start? Can you start counting them when the polls open on Election Day morning?
Okay, so on Election Day, when the polls open, we do not, first of all, we do not tabulate any ballots prior to the polls opening. So once they open, AV counting boards begin, and then the normal precincts that process the absentee ballots and the regular voting, then they begin processing everything after the polls open.
Okay. Now, there have been proposals raised that would allow local municipalities to begin counting some of those ballots before the polls open. Would that be helpful? Is it a good idea?
So proposal, I believe it's proposal one. We have three state proposals on the November ballot. I believe the one mentions 9 days of early voting. As the Houghton County Clerk, I have huge concern as to how this would actually happen. I have not had any updates from the Bureau of Elections, Secretary of State Benson yet, as to how that would impact Houghton County. My fear is if that happened, we would have to have workers at every precinct for those 9 days, and the cost would, I would imagine, would be a very large amount.
I had that same impression, Jennifer, when I saw that. I thought, man, that's going to put a huge burden on particularly some of our municipalities here in the Copper Country that are thinly staffed to begin with. You look at Duncan Township, you look at Spur Township in Baraga County, you look at some of the townships up in Keweenaw County, where you may only have 125 or 150 residents, and obviously far fewer of them are registered voters. You're really going to ask these people to staff their offices for 9 days so that people can come and vote?
Exactly. And then would it be on a city township level? Would it be each precinct? I mean, it's huge. And at this time, Todd, we do not have a problem in Houghton County with getting our ballots tabulated in a timely manner. Our workers do a fabulous job in getting them done, usually before the polls even close.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the guy who once waited till like 6:30 the next morning, back in the days when we hand-counted these things. It was typical to be waiting until 6 o'clock, 6:30, 7 o'clock the next morning to get results. And now we get results typically by 11 o'clock that evening, and we wrap things up and go home. It's like magic compared to those of us who covered elections back in the olden times. But this... And I'm all for giving people an opportunity to vote in any way, shape, or form that is safe and secure. But this 9-day thing, when I first looked at it, I thought, gee, that could provide a real problem, not only in terms of providing personnel, but I have not found anything in the proposal that says how this is going to be paid for. Have you heard anything about that?
Like I said, I have not heard from the Bureau of Elections or Secretary of State Benson yet.
Because, you know, poor Duncan Township and some of the other townships that are basically have maybe a couple of office hours a week at their township halls to begin with, there's no way they're going to be able to put workers there and pay them for sitting there for 9 days in advance of the election to try to make this happen. We'll see how that plays out, I guess. If that does pass, there may be some further action required on that.
And you have to remember, Todd, that a lot of our cities and townships have multiple precincts.
Yes.
So you take that number, if you have to have a minimum of a Democrat and Republican, times that by four, times that by how, you know, four precincts times two workers, that's eight people to pay.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Yep, and we should clarify, election workers do get paid, right? These are not volunteers.
Yes, sir. We have had some volunteers that have said they've wanted to work elections, but those are few and far in between.
Well, and, you know, if you're going to ask somebody to come in and go through the training, because there's training involved, they should be paid for doing this.
Correct.
It's an essential part of the American process, and if you're going to make a commitment to it, pay is certainly a good thing. Do you need people to work for Election Day? Where are we in that process?
So I have been training over the past many, many months. I've certified, I want to think, I don't know my exact number, but a lot of workers. I'm doing my final training this Friday at 1 o'clock.
So if you want to get in, you better get in touch with Jennifer very quickly on that. If you want to work for the election.
Or their city and township clerk, because they're the ones that need to get the applications if they're still in need of workers. But I think we are pretty much set, Todd.
Okay, so we're pretty much set for this election. Obviously, there will be future elections, and workers will be needed for those as well. What kind of training do these poll workers go through, Jennifer Kelly?
So we go through about a two-hour training minimum. We do it in person at various places in Houghton County. Myself, and I've had Ann Valrath from the city of Houghton, Lynn Gerke from Chassel, and my deputy, Renee Cunningham. The four of us break into groups. We cover things such as the poll book, the front table where when you come in to vote, I handle that. We do the tabulator, we do end-of-the-day closings, the receiving board. It's a very thorough training that they go through, and then once they've completed it, then I prepare them a certificate, which is good for 2 years.
This becomes more and more important, I suspect, after the 2020 presidential election here in Michigan and some of the fallout from that, because there have been allegations raised and people tossing these things around for the last couple of years that things were not done fairly, not done properly. No actual significant evidence of that has been put up. But you've got to have your people trained and ready to go and doing things properly, because all of a sudden, every poll worker now seems to be under a microscope.
Correct. And myself, and I would say every clerk, every worker, we take what we do seriously. We follow what the state laws are, the regulations, any requirements. COVID was definitely a huge thing for all of us to go through and still going through to a point. And it's hard to hear the doubt in people. And we want to prove that we're doing things right. We have our public accuracy tests that are open to the public. We would love to see people to start coming and seeing what we're doing. I'm finally seeing people show up at canvassing, which is wonderful. Ask us questions. Let me show you what we have. Let me show you the proofs on what we do.
That was one of the things that struck me early on as this all started. There were all of these allegations of fraud, all of these allegations of problems, and no proof basically has ever been raised. But basically, these are not just allegations against the system or the powers that be. These are allegations that really come to roost against every county clerk, every city clerk, every township clerk, and every one of those poll workers that you train to go in. They're the ones who are being accused of malfeasance here, and it has never been proved.
That is correct.
So we want to we want to support because if we keep dumping on our people, they're not going to show up anymore.
Correct. And I want our people voting in Houghton County to know they have the option to come to these things and see what we do, have faith in what we do. That's important to me as the county clerk. And I know my city and township clerks have to feel the same way.
Sure, because every election in advance of it, there is a demonstration that is given by the local municipalities about how it works, and they do a test, an accuracy test, and it's open to the public, and these are announced, and they're put in the paper and such. And, of course, you can find out by contacting your city hall or your township hall as to when these are. This is a very open process.
Yes, and we also do what's called a pre-accuracy test. So it's almost identical to the public, and then we also, so I test sending results with them twice before an election.
So we try to get it as accurate as possible. We try to, I mean, they had one little snafu down in Antrim County, which was just a technical problem. And look at what happened to that. There's still lawsuits going on about that.
Correct.
And even though it was easily explained and has been taken care of. So unfortunately, a lot of pressure now on the people who are doing these elections, such as yourself, the other county clerks in the area, and the city clerks and township clerks, because of these allegations, all of which have basically, none of which have been proved anywhere. There have also been problems, and there are investigations ongoing now, about people who tried to get a hold of election machines and results and things like that illegally after the election. Problems in Maasauke County and Barry County, the sheriff down there is being investigated, and even the candidate for attorney general on the Republican ticket, Mr. DiPerno, is being investigated for potentially illegally obtaining some of these machines and such. What procedure is gone through after the election to make sure that results don't fall into the hands of people who might want to change them?
So I can tell you that in Houghton County, my IT director, Tom Ressler, he does a fantastic job with making sure that my virtual private network is secure. My election computer has zero internet connection ever. So we protect our stuff. And as far as our tabulators in Houghton County, I, of course, have to have backups, and I bring them to the precincts if we have problems. I have a duplicate of all equipment. So, but the clerks in Houghton County secure their tabulators, all of our devices that we use for elections. Everything is locked up, sealed. We're protected, Todd.
Yeah, because there's an outgoing state legislator right now who's being investigated for going, I think it was in Montmorency County, going in and demanding that a tabulator be turned over to them so that it could be examined. And one of these things wound up down in Oakland County and people took it apart and stuff like that. This is kind of scary that people think that they can interfere with the election such as this. And it's kind of scary that somebody with the authority of a state legislator, or down in Berrigan County, the county sheriff, would come in and try to do this. Have we had any pressure like that here in our area that you know of?
We have not had any pressure, thank God. We were made aware of it, or I was made aware of it, so I advised all the clerks very quickly that if anybody were to try to get them to let somebody see the equipment, touch the equipment, the answer was simply no, very nicely no, and that they were to contact me and I would be doing whatever I need to do.
And for the record, I do believe that it is specifically against the law for anybody other than an approved election official to have one of those tabulators in their possession, particularly after an election. I think there's an actual law against that. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I'm not exactly sure about the law on that, Todd.
Okay.
But I know that nobody is to touch our equipment but us.
Absolutely. So let's run down the timetable now. With the election coming up on the first Tuesday in November, we have you can make application now to get your absentee ballot. When will those ballots be printed, and when will you start mailing them out?
Well, we should have them, I believe, by the close to the 19th of this month. They should be coming fairly fast. However, I'm not sure if we're going to be cutting it really close to that time due to the state proposals that were held up and went to the Supreme Court when the state canvassers deadlocked.
So yeah, kind of push it right close to the deadline there, didn't it?
Correct. So because of that delay, I didn't receive our ballot proofing here in Houghton County till 7:56 this Monday morning. And then I've been sending out the last two full days ballot proofings by email or by mail to all of our candidates. So I'm almost complete in that.
So you have to send ballots out to all of the candidates to have them look at them to make sure that things are correct?
For every election, Todd.
Oh, my word. I didn't. See, I learn things when I talk to you. Yeah, of course, I guess it makes a certain amount of sense that you would need to involve those candidates in the process. If their name is misspelled or inappropriately presented, they would be the ones to say so. And obviously, if they don't say so, if they had the chance to say so, at least it's on them, right?
Correct. And then don't forget also, Todd, that I also send the proofings for that also to any city, township, school, village that has a ballot proposal on the ballot as well.
Because the wording has to be correct, and they have to be, it's a lot of work, I suspect, here. And yes, I know, sir. You're a little short-staffed in the office these days, so you're doing double duty, I think.
Yes, my deputy and I are having a very good time.
But the election will come in, and the election will go off, and it will be properly done. So the ballots hopefully going out next week. When do those absentee ballots have to be turned in by?
So they should be turned in to the clerk, if people can, at least that Saturday before the election. However, they have up until election day, of course, at the time of the polls closing to bring it in if they need to.
So you can actually walk your absentee ballot in a minute before the polls close and it's still good, right?
Yes, sir. We will process it.
There does come a point, I know, where they start to recommend that you not mail them in anymore because of potential lag times in mail delivery. And the bottom line is you do have to have that ballot in your hand by a certain point. You can't just say, hey, my postmark is such and such, not my fault it got there late.
Correct. And you have to remember also with absentees, the absentee needs to be returned to the clerk. So if there's a city of Houghton has two precincts, it's not wise for them to bring their ballot to whatever precinct they normally vote at, because City of Houghton is one of them that has the AV counting board. And the clerk has to be able to verify that signature on the ballot envelope before it can even be put through the tabulator to make sure the signatures match.
Sure, because we do care about election integrity. You can't just walk it in. Those do need to be, each ballot does need to be confirmed, does it not?
Correct.
All right. Now, suppose I'm not registered to vote in the election coming up. How do I take care of that?
So we will have a date, which will be, I cannot think of it off the top of my head because I haven't got to that part yet, but where people can register to vote other than in person by a certain date. I'll have that notice in the Gazette. It'll be on the county's website. Then after that date, if people still want to register to vote, then they have to go to their city or their township clerk or the Secretary of State and bring in certain proofs of identity and such, and then they can register to vote and vote. If they don't have that documentation, we would still be happy to register them to vote, but they would not be able to vote in the November election.
Because it still needs to be confirmed. But by and large, if you've got the information that you can bring in, you can register to vote right at the time you vote on the day of the election, correct?
Correct. With your city or township clerk. So again, at the multiple precincts, if the clerk isn't at that specific place, they would need to go to that city or township clerk in order to register to vote.
And one quick question to wrap things up here, Jennifer Kelly. If I vote absentee and I vote early, and all of a sudden I find out something about my candidate that I voted for, and I think, oh, dear, dear, I wish I hadn't done that. There is a procedure for changing, correct?
Oh, definitely. What we do in that case, Todd, we spoil the ballot, so they would go to their city or township clerk, as long as it's before the polls open, because obviously we're starting to process them. And once they're processed, you're not going to be able to spoil your ballot. But as long as it's prior to the polls opening, the voter would be able to go in, spoil their ballot, and then vote in person.
All right, Jennifer Kelly, Houghton County Clerk, thank you so much for the information. Best wishes on getting the election together, and our good wishes go out not only to you, but also to all of the other people who are involved in making our elections safe and secure. Thank you so much, Jennifer.
All right, thank you, Todd, for having me.